The prophet Jeremiah was sent by God to call the nation of Judah to repentance and to announce the coming Babylonian captivity. He also proclaimed God's love, grace, and mercy in foretelling the coming of Jesus Christ to redeem all people from sin, death, and the power of the devil. Jeremiah, at the command of God, said, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you, filling you with vain hopes. They speak visions of their own minds, not from the mouth of the Lord. They say continually to those who despise the word of the Lord, 'It shall be well with you.' And to every one who stubbornly follows his own heart, they say, 'No disaster shall come upon you.'" This call is also for our time and day. As a nation, we have turned away from God's word to the point that even in churches, the clear voice of Scripture is lost. The message of the church is often the message of the world, completely opposed to the Bible. Instead of seeking first the kingdom of God, we seek vain and questionable pleasures. That which is clearly against God's holy law is celebrated with prideful arrogance. The message of the church is turned into the same message given by the devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh. No longer do we hear that our salvation from sin and death is given to us by God's free grace and favor through the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. May our Lord grant that we hear his warning and that we read, learn, and study his word for our eternal blessing. Amen.